company would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
I'm getting some slack back. Not quite sure why I'm doing that.
So. Fucking my producer here. Okay, it might have just been the Skype doing an echo cancellation, so hopefully we're going out well now. Anyway, you are listening to Black Moon 9's Saturday Snack Chat. I'm your host, Electric Creature. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday and a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Tonight's episode is episode number 24 and is entitled Noticing Patterns with Mr. L.B. Bork. And many of you will know him from his very active blog, PAC, or People's Awareness Coalition. A lot of good stuff there. Have to look for it, but there's a lot of good stuff. I post a lot of his stuff out on the Trading Post site. Or you might know him from his very interesting game theory model known as The Ring, which is kind of the fundamental cog of his model. But most folks know him for his epic work, which is coming up on its 25th silver anniversary, known as The Red Amendment, where he basically exposes what may be one of the most pill-pull, deceitful pieces of legal sleaze of the triple-headed fork-tongue amendments after the U.S. Uncivil War, known as the 13th, 14th, and 15th, the infamous Reconstruction Amendments adopted between 1865. And he looks at the 14th Amendment to expose what a deception that was. Of course, the 13th Amendment, we're told, which was ratified in 1865, abolished slavery. The 14th addressed citizenship rights and equal protection for all persons. And the 15th Amendment, ratified in 1870, the other one, 14th, was in 1868, the 15th was in 1870, which prohibited discrimination in voting rights of citizens based on their race, color, or previous condition of servitude. One wonders why, or wonders if the powers that should not be actually freed the slaves after the U.S. Uncivil War, or did they just nationalize and socialize the plantation legally, and we're just now harvesting that ill sowing of the great experiment. What is the 1809 quote from Wolfgang Goethe? None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. But anyway, so after the first break, we'll be opening up the phone lines if you want to call in and tell us what you want to talk about, or if you have a question for Mr. L.B. Bork. You can call Republic Broadcasting, RBN, at 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And as always, you're welcome to come join us in the chat room for the show at bb9tradingposts.chitango.com. That's bb9tradingposts.chitango.com. We run that chat room worldwide, 24/7, 365. There's always somebody posting in the chat room where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best tips on independent living. But if you're looking for a knife fight, we just assume you go somewhere else. Now, I wonder what Mr. L.B. Bork wants to talk about tonight. Maybe he wants to talk about the weather. We've been having some nice, cool spring rain. Everybody has hopefully got all their mowing in. It's definitely mowing season here on Blackjack Mountain. And the honeybees are busy, busy, busy. So hopefully we'll be doing some honey harvesting here soon. Or maybe he wants to weigh in on the big Watauga County debate, which keeps going and growing. All the heritage Watauga folks want to know which was more hateful. Angry black man from Atlanta, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers in his semi-tractor trailer truck in New Boone, or some kid waving a swastika flag near the Carpetbagger Chicken Swinger Synagogue of Satan clubhouse. And why both of these stories are being buried rather than delved into, because the heritage Watauga, that's kind of a thing right now. You might want to be talking about that, but of course the Watauga Democrat won't mention this anymore. Or maybe he wants to talk about how the new Boone Town Council, bought and paid for by the Schaefer Dykes, have announced unanimously that New Boone will celebrate June as Gay Pride Month with all the LGBTQ stuff. And if any of we locals have a problem with it, we'll be breaking the law, just like the unanimous decision they made about you can't criticize chicken swingers and the unanimous decision they made about how we can't talk about all these people that are invading us, because we'll be breaking the law. And that's hate speech. Or maybe he wants to talk about virtue signaling with our King Governor Roy Cooper, COVID Kang, Roy Cooper, out defending the religious lights of these commie carpetbagger chicken swingers. They're right, they claim to kill babies. So he's going to veto the abortion act that just passed in our state house. And he said that he's going to veto it. So that ought to be interesting next week to see if they're going to override his veto. Or maybe he wants to talk about how progressive it is that our state and national funded public broadcast system, educational TV, is running a great performance that casts an angry black man in the lead of Shakespeare's King Lear. Oh, and by the way, here in North Kakalaki, our PBS Talmud Vision stations, sponsored by the University of North Carolina Public Television Stations, won't touch 9/11 truth. We've been trying for years and years, but they consider that hate science, despite the over 8,000 electrical engineers and architects for 9/11 truth that beg to differ about the official story of 9/11. But, you know, you would not believe the hierarchy and management at our North Carolina PBS station. It looks like a bar mitzvah invitation. Or maybe he'll want to talk about the civil diversity jury finding President Trump guilty, but still says he has to pay the wacko performance artist $5 million. Doesn't that sound fair? Or maybe he wants to talk about how much it sucks that last week's guest, after playing last week's show for his lawyers there in South Africa, had to request us to remove it for his personal well-being. And, of course, I don't want to see another one of my guests ending up in the chicken shack like Mr. Graham Hart did. So we promptly complied and apologized to Mr. Jan Lambrecht that we had to do this in this great free speech world we live in now. Or maybe he wants to talk about Tucker Carlson leaving Fox and going to Twitter, and then Elon Musk doing a Bud Light by hiring the World Economic Forum Globo Homo High Priestess to be the new CEO. Meanwhile, my Twitter appeal still has my second account locked up, and my original Twitter account is just gone. And there is a sock puppet account with my name, my old password, placed over it that claims that it predated my account. strange things at Twitter. Or maybe he wants to talk about the fact that nothing's happening in Ukraine whatsoever, according to our Mockingbird media, and there's nothing happening in the civil war in Israel. Imagine, get 6 million intolerable chicken stringers together, and they just can't seem to get along. Isn't that amazing? But we continue to finance that debacle. Or maybe he just wants to talk about fishing. So welcome to the Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack, Mr. L.B. Bork. And tell us, good sir, what would you like to talk about tonight? We are having some problems. I'm not hearing you, sir. Are you there? We're doing rehearsal. Okay, we're going to drop you off the call and bring you back in. I'm going to try to drop you from the call. We're trying a new way of doing this that we were hoping was going to be a better way of doing this. Mr. Producer, could you try from where you are to add Mr. L.B. Bork? What I'm doing does not seem to be working. My apologies for the technical difficulties. Thank you. Okay, so while the producer's trying to bring Mr. L.B. Bork in, just want to review a little bit about the 14th Amendment. Like we said, it was ratified, and the way things got ratified after the Reconstruction was very questionable, to say the least. But with the 14th Amendment, it was ratified in 1870, so a few years... 1868, a few years, after the end of the Civil War. And when you look at it, one of the things that strikes you immediately is the length of the later amendments. When they were putting down the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, they were very concise, one sentence, maybe a couple of sentences. But after a few years, all the amendments started getting very, very lengthy. And so we see that by the time we get to the 14th Amendment, there are five main sections. Okay, the producer is still trying to get the guest on the line. Okay, I have no idea what is going on when the guest talks. All we hear is static. I don't know if it's something wrong on his end. But if we can't get this to work, we will have to reschedule. this. Okay. All right, so we're going to keep going with this, and hopefully we can bring Mr. L.B. Bork in, and then we'll just open up the phone lines, and we'll do a free-form Mother's Day weekend show. But anyway, when you look at this 14th Amendment, you know, starts out, and this is like the names of all these NGO groups that are destroying your communities, that they all have really nice names. So one of the second things you notice about the 14th Amendment is, you know, beyond how long it is, but all the colorful language. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and wherein they reside. No state shall enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, property, or without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. So that sounds really, really good. So all of these things sound really good, but they're so vague. And this is what Mr. L.B. Bork has been writing about, is just how, you know, with this type of set up legal sleaze language, you can make these five sections work together to create, you know, a basically a socialist model. So the second part talks about the representatives among the several states according to the respective numbers. And then the third part talks about the senator or representatives in Congress and their oaths of office. And then the fourth is the validity of public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for the payment of pensions and bounties of services, insurrection or rebellion shall not be questioned, but neither the United States nor any state shall assume or pay any debt or obligation incurred in aid of insurrection or rebellion against the United States and any claim of loss of emancipation or of any slave, but all such debts, obligations, and claims shall be held illegal and void. So when you look at that fourth section about how, you know, suddenly the citizens, you know, have to assume the responsibility for the debt, and then we look at what happened in 1913, and suddenly our constitutional ability to coin our own money, and just like the original model that the colonists had, you know, the colonial scrip, you know, was that idea of independent money supply. You weren't indebted to the international banksters, right? So suddenly, you know, you get this idea of, you know, making everybody responsible for debt. And then in 1913, suddenly all of our independence is outsourced to this shadow cabal of chicken swinger banksters that, you know, have made their fortunes over the centuries with usury. This was a lot of reasons why they would get thrown out of country after country, was the usury and the child sacrifices, of course. But, you know, they're always the eternal innocent victims. So, you know, this idea of the, you know, Federal Reserve, you know, printing money out of nothing, loaning it to the United States Incorporated, you know, as a loan on compound interest. And now we're suddenly we're talked about how many trillions we are in debt. And one of the things that you learn about the relationships between debtor and lender is that, you know, the person that is in debt is a slave to the person that has them in debt. Okay, so we have somebody in the chat room, not really sure who you are, Nathaniel Rennie.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah. So
just started getting messages, and I don't know why I was added on to this. Sorry.
Oh, my apologies. You shouldn't be. So I'm going to drop you, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, you have a good day, sir.
Yep.
Okay, so Skype is just being lots of bizarre things right now, so I have to watch my language. We'll try to bring LB Bork in one more time. Okay, I see you, but can I hear you? Are you there, Mr. Bork? I see a refresh over your screen. This is maddening because Mr. Bork and I had a very good conversation just a couple of days, so I know all his gear was working. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Plan B, LB, if you want to call in to the studio lines, maybe we can connect you that way, the 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I'll post it in there. And so maybe you can try that. One of the things that Mr. Bork talks about in his book is how these very good sounding five sections, you know, have really changed the complete dynamic of what the original model of the Constitutional Republic, and especially the earlier model of the Articles of Confederacy that the great experiment of independence was working towards. I think Skype is messing with us. Maybe it's my friends at Unit 8200 stopping by to say hi, since they loved our show so much last week and the week before. A funny story about the Monica Schaefer show was we've had our Spreaker account for 8 years almost, and when we were sending it out, they immediately flagged the show with Miss Monica Schaefer and basically silenced it. So it was like I recorded an hour of silence, and then they removed it completely, and I got a very polite note saying I had violated my terms of service because I played music during the show, which of course was the same theme music we've been using since we started the show. We've never had a problem with our theme music causing a flag on Spreaker. But this particular show with Miss Monica Schaefer, they had to remove it because I violated the terms by using music. And of course, we didn't change anything last week. And of course, there was no problem with the theme music from, the show being used last week. So it's just interesting, all this legal ease that just pops up when they need to enforce something completely bogus. And so, you know, we see that incredible idea of independence, you know, suddenly morphing into these socialist terms of service and community standards agreements that, you know, basically you have freedom until you do something we don't like, and then you realize that you have absolutely no recourse because we are an intransigent beast that will silence you if you threaten our power. But other than that, you're free to do whatever you want. And so this is, you know, when you start looking at that model, Seattle and studying the whole Marxist system, you realize just, you know, what they are morphing us into and how they've done it in that, what we call the boiling frogs thing of you're dealing with a slime mold type system where they just, you know, ooze in. It's that Leviathan that comes up from the waters, the darkness, and, you know, just gets its tentacles around everyone's neck. But when you try to, you know, find it, it's nowhere to be seen, right? It's that invisible hidden hand power system that, you know, they have envisioned for their new world order. And it's all out of that Zabatean Frankist Illuminati centralized master-slave system. You know, this is a, you know, control system that is master-slave. And that is what they're trying to move us towards. And so it's, you know, interesting to see what these three amendments really did to change the original dream of independence into this Marxist type system, and then how that has changed again, especially in the 1960s, of course, with the immigration laws, the so-called Civil Rights Acts, and the Hart-Keller Act of, you know, the different demographics brought in to basically launch the Kalergi plan to, you know, white genocide us all by flooding us with diversity, right? And that was the Hart-Keller Act. And of course, then you had the, what was it, 1968 equal housing thing. So they would go in and just start bringing high density public housing, Section 8 housing or council homes, depending on which country you're in, and load them with diversity to destroy all these traditional white communities, because you can't have just a white community anymore. You have to be multicultural. And this is the whole thing of the Babylonian model, is complete diversity, you know, that no one can ever challenge your authority. And basically all these groups are fighting amongst themselves, so they now are challenged the powers that should not be, right? So, you know, that is the problem when you're fighting this, you know, invisible enemy, is, you know, they are playing the long game, and their changes are made so subtly. And when you try to push back, you know, they'll back up for a bit, but it's that Marxist two-step, you know, one step back, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. And this is why they're waging a long game war of attrition on us, basically, that they just feel they're going to wear us down. They're going to beat us down. There will be no legitimate resistance to their new world order. Because when they say never again, you know, what they're talking about is never again will Amalek have the political will to expel us from where we want to be, because it's mitzvah that we're supposed to rule the world and y'all are supposed to all be our slaves, and this is just how it is because we say so, and they have the authority through their capital, right? And you know that they have their tendrils in everything, all those levers of double check our gear and make sure we're doing it right. But we will definitely reschedule him at the latest opportunity. So after the break, we'll be opening up the phone lines. Again, those numbers are 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And again, this is Frederick Blackburn. You're listening to Blackbird Nine's Snack Shack, Saturday Snack Shack, here on RBN. And as always, if you still have the means, please, please, please support the RBN network so you can keep shows like this on the air, because we're going up against a big old adversary that has lots and lots and lots of money to buy up lots of media and get their message out. So it's very important that we be able to counter that message to get our side of the information war out there. So anyway, so do what you can, support.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman and ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
All right, we are back. My bucket has a hole in it. I got all kinds of technical problems. You're listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday, a wonderful evening, and a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Again, thanks to all those wonderful moms out there. And if we bring the bump music out. I don't know why that's still playing. Anyway, special notice, I will be filling in for the great Mr. Robert Ravolt Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and I will be doing a special Mother's Day show, so be sure to tune in to RBN Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday morning. So I'll put the late show.
I can't buy no beer.
Okay, so maybe they got the bump me. But anyway, so be sure to join us Sunday night for our special Mother's Day show after Giuseppe's show with Mr. John Friend. So anyway, so do we have LB, Mr. Producer? Do we have LB on the phone line? You can go bring him in.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you. You're a little low, so if we could bring you up just a little bit. Okay, so how are you? My apology. I don't know what was happening with Skype. It worked during rehearsal.
I think they're cutting us off is what I think. Yeah. You know, my message is deadly.
Well, it's a big pill to swallow. You know, that yep. is, one of the hard ones to take on is, you know, that 14th Amendment and what it looks like it says and what it actually says. And I don't know if you were able to catch any of my description of the 14th Amendment during that first half hour, but could you go through, you know, what prompted you to write the Red Amendment and call it the Red Amendment?
No, the Red Amendment, is a word or phrase it describes, rather, the perpetual debt that the amendment causes, and we're seeing that now with the debt ceiling that's going on. But it also refers to the implementation of communism in America. A lot of people think China or Russia actually was the first country that was communized, but it was America, actually. With the radical Republicans coming in 1848. And what you said at the opening was pretty good. Did we get lost again here?
No, that was, I was just letting you continue. Thank you for that.
Hey, well, thank you. So,
yeah, one of the big aha moments, you know, because I think they deliberately teach our history wrong, because, you know, in North Carolina, you learned about the Civil War during, I think, the fifth grade, and it's completely isolated. Then in the sixth grade, we learned about the Soviet Union, right? Well, at
right.
no time did they ever tell us that Lincoln was a contemporary and a pen pal with Karl Marx. So you want to talk a little bit about that little hate fact?
Yeah, that's correct. I think Kennedy brought that up in his speech in 1963, was it? When he addressed the media, he actually
right.
mentioned that. I have not done a deep dive into a lot of the history that surrounded the amendment. My forte is more the law that created problems, or the legal system, as you said. It created a lot of problems for bunch of lawyers and, people in America. But, it's still ongoing. And what people actually consent to it, there's a lot of people out there that say that they don't consent, but they do. And you mentioned a list of things that maybe I'd want to talk about, this or that, but mostly it's people consenting to the system, and they've got everyone hogtied right now. I said years ago, 20 years ago, or over that, 25 years ago, that if people weren't willing to get rid of their Social Security number back then, they would take everything coming down the pike. And from what I've seen, it's pretty much that way. They have a
right,
lot of disinformation.
Another thing that you talk a lot about in your blogging and stuff is just how that Social Security system and, you know, the whole idea of having a Social Security number issued to you, you know, what a shift that was. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, my mentor, who is Carl Granzi, said, you know, once you get rid of that number, the whole thing's fixed. But my research, you asked me about my research, told me there was, you know, deeper remedies that were available. But it seemed like even he tried to stay away from the 14th Amendment. It's almost like there's a, you know, a bunch of people out there that are told to stay away from it. And I that's what I saw. There was things that were wrong in the 1990s. When I got into the movement, and that's when I started my own research. And everything's so deep, I just started looking at case law and the law before the 14th Amendment and, of course, after. As far as the Social Security number, that was implemented under FDR, Roosevelt, of course. That's who that I'm talking about. Is there was a case called Eisner versus McComber that was fought on the 16th Amendment and its legality or illegality. And the Supreme Court decided in that case that income is defined as the profit of corporations. So to get around it, the FDR reign in Congress offered everyone a Social Security number so they could tax their wages and all their so-called income, any profits they made personally. So the Social Security is the linchpin or the boat anchor that's tying everyone down. And, you know, up until like 15 years ago, it was talked about a bit, but it's totally been buried with what I call the dancing monkeys go after, like, you know, the Bud Light nonsense, the woke and the awake stuff. It's all disinformation, so they can cover up the real truth is the way I look at it.
Right, and, yeah, that number association, you know, where you see it pop up later on. One of the things, you know, I come from a telecommunication engineering background, and I found it fascinating with the development of cell phone technology.
Yes.
You did not have to give the phone company a street address, a physical address of where you were. No, to get a cell phone legally, you had to give a Social Security number. So have you ever thought about the ramifications of your cell phone and your Social Security number being tied together by the telephone company that's completely infiltrated by Unit 8200 now? So what do you think about that?
Well, that's how they rope everyone in. There's disinformation out there telling people to get passports, and that's roping people in deeper into the system. It's never ending, you know, and I got upset. I used to be on RBN, not as a host per se. I was a guest host and was on Phil Pozderek's show years ago. But I recently quit the show I was on because of the same reason I quit years before or years ago. I was on First Amendment Radio for a while, but no one had listened to what I had to say. And I get tired of talking to the wall, so. You know, what was written in my book 25 years ago has all come to pass.
Right, and this is one of the things we talk about, being on the bleeding edge of the truth movement. You know, you're seeing stuff that's so far beyond the Overton window of what we call, you know, the normies, that, you know, it's very isolating and alienating. But, you know, you keep going. And now, like you said, you know, you're coming up on the 25th anniversary of this epic book. And now, you know, you've got plans that you're going to do a fundraiser, if I'm understanding, to send it to every sitting member of Congress for a silver anniversary.
Congress so they can not have any deniable plausible deniability. Because I think a lot of them are still ignorant, but they play this game that they're ignorant and don't know, but a lot of them do know. As because I can see the signs when they talk. For example, I was listening to the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, and Lindsey Graham asked him, could you be impartial if you're on the Supreme Court, or, you know, give bipartisan type opinions? He goes, yeah. He said something to the effect, I don't even vote. He said, Lindsey Graham goes, interesting. You know, like, to me that was just disclosure or hinting at they know what's going on. It is a crime to vote. It says so right in Section 2 of the 14th Amendment.
Can you get closer to your mic on your phone that you're kind of fading?
I'm pretty close right now.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're giving us trouble with the phones, too.
Yeah. But
I was on John B. Wells' show years ago, and I was able to talk for almost 2 hours, but the last break, we were going to talk about remedy, and they cut us off like 6 times. On Skype.
Wow. So, yeah.
That just proved to me what I probably already knew, or already knew this. You can not tell the truth or offer remedy. They let you talk about whatever, like I was inferring before, you know, all this junk that they put out there for people to follow. And people follow it, you know, distractions and disinformation. When it comes to the truth or remedy, they don't want anyone to hear it. This thing could have been, you know, if people would read my book and take it serious, this whole system would come down within a month. That's, of course, wishful thinking, because people don't listen. That's what they bank on, literally, you know.
Well, as far as the system coming down, do you think that there is an active element working towards that end to make this constitutional republic fail so it can just be another Zionist federation of the New World Order as outlined by the World Economic Forum and those?
Of course. You know, you and I both know that this thing's been going on for centuries, if not, you know, thousands of years. So,
you know, one of the, go ahead.
I don't know. RBN's calling in. I don't know if they're trying to get me back on Skype or not.
So,
I'm on, I think. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Skype seems to be acting very weird.
So, one of the things about your, you know, work on the Red Amendment, you know, you seem to really be foreshadowing the rise of the social credit score.
So oh, yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about that, how you just saw that this is what they're going to do. They're going to start telling you what you can spend your money on and can't spend your money on, et cetera.
Right. You know, what's in place right now, my blog post was about that this week. I actually did a piece with Phil Pozderek back in 2012 about the debt ceiling. And I have a piece out there on that that's out of my Red Amendment. I actually pulled some specific or pertinent parts out of it in the chapter on the 14th Amendment that dealt with that. It says, you know, under Section 4 of the 14th Amendment that you can't question the public debt because that's they got everyone tied up as being a slave by committing the crime of voting through Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, and everyone's in voluntary servitude pursuant to the 13th Amendment. So they craftily put this all together so it works for their advantage based on ignorance and deception, their deception. So that's how they're getting people through this debt system, and everything's unlawful that they're doing. It's unconstitutional, but people are approving it through voting, taking benefits of the system, and not saying anything, or doing bogus processes, which don't do any good. there's only one statute that allows you to get out. It's based in expatriation, which they call relinquishment of U.S. nationality at this time. It was changed when they did the Immigration Act, or the Nationality and Immigration Act, and during the 1950s or the late 50s. It originally was expatriation, and even up until 1940, with the 1940 Naturalization Acts and, you know, the immigration definitions, it was called expatriation.
Yeah, I'm always reminded of that Henry Kissinger quote, "The illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little bit longer."
Right.
And,
right.
You know, and this, that's in your face that, you know, we are systematically undermining everything that your ancestors built because it's in the way of what we're trying to build. Right. And so a lot of your work works around your ideas that we've moved from a common law system into courts of chancellery and courts of equity. So you want to talk a little bit about that in the time we have left?
They're starting to implement courts of chancery here in the United States. I think my friend Nathan said they're in Maine right now, and Vermont I've seen them in. And I plan to have study groups in all the states, but people are distracted with the disinformation agents. So I haven't been able to get that done. You were talking about being kicked off Twitter. We had 5 accounts a few years back, and we lost all those. I lost my main Facebook account years ago. I can't even remember what year it was. I lost the main one early on. Then I got back on, but it wasn't nearly the strength of the original one. Yeah, they control the internet for sure. I don't think they're able to control everything like the phone systems yet.
Yeah, that was the hardest thing for me coming from a telecommunication engineering background, was to see just how corrupt our communication grid had become and how compromised it had become. And yeah, spoilers, under General Michael Hayden, whose signature's on that big letter of 51 intelligence and professionals, he had this system in place before 9/11, because I was one of the engineers teaching them how to make it work. And when I told them they were breaking the law, suddenly they didn't need my services anymore, right? But they went on with it anyway. So, you know, how do you see, you know, this infiltration of the telecommunication grid and, you know, social media playing into this, you know, New World Order social media score that has its roots in the 14th Amendment scam?
I've noticed that the bifurcation of the Constitution, there's two systems in place. They play both sides of the fence. But unfortunately, most people are on the wrong side of the fence. But the law is there. When they pass acts of Congress and things of this nature, they usually preserve the Constitution. But there's the side where people are participating, which is the problem. Like if they implement some kind of system that doesn't take currency, it's going to be unconstitutional. Even in my blog, I could read a legal tender definition out of Cornell University. I'll just read the short part that I put up on the blog. It says, legal tender refers to all U.S. coins and currency that issued by the government, kind of bad English or language, grammar. U.S. cash dollars are also a valid form of legal tender. Nonetheless, federal statutes do not require a seller to accept cash as a form of legal tender for payment of goods or services that were rendered. So they're telling you right there that these Federal Reserve notes aren't mandatory to be taken, but everyone's brainwashed into thinking that that's the currency. And that's the problem. That's the main problem. Everyone doesn't listen. They're brainwashed, and they have Stockholm Syndrome to a point. And it's just a uphill battle, snowball running downhill at this point. Of course, like you said, you lost your job because you brought up a problem. They didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, when you tell the boss he's breaking the law, you know, that's not a good career-enhancing move.
Especially when lawyers, you know, won't back you up.
Oh, no. You know, that was the whole thing that, you know, I suddenly realized just how few rights I had to pursue this. Now, one of the other aspects of this, get your take on the minute we have left, but all of this rapid shoplifting and all these stores that are just being, you know, cleared out and closed down, how do you see that is being used to push in this idea of a cashless society and the idea of some biometrics that only certain people are allowed into stores because of all this chaos and shoplifting? So what's your take on that?
That might be the adversary or the communist so-called faction trying to put a lot of capitalists out of business so they can monopolize everything. There's a post on my blog called Meet the Threat, and it kind of goes over the whole plan. It's about consolidation of wealth. That's all communism is about. So only certain people have access to making a profit. That's basically what the Federal Reserve System is all about, and all cash systems or any money system that's going to be put in place, rather, is a monopolization of the currency so they can control everyone, period. That's the bottom line.
Exactly, that idea of controlling you by being able to cut off your resources at the whim of a hat, you know. Versus independence. So we just have a couple of minutes. So real quick, tell everybody where they can find your PAC website and how they can get your book.
Now, PACandLaw.us is the main website. It's still being upgraded, but there's a ton of information on there. My blog, if you do a search on LB Bork blog, you'll find it. It comes up on the, you know, the top of the search engines, even Google. They haven't done that yet. Yeah, LB Bork blog. Yeah. That's probably the best thing to look at these days because it's okay. Pretty layman termed, you know.
And where can they order your book from?
Right now, it's. We're trying to get it up online, but from PAC directly. You can go to redamendment.net, redamendment.net, or look in the search engines again. It comes up if you do diligence to get around their BS.
Right. All right. We are out of time. My apologies again for the technical difficulties, everyone, but Mr. L.B. Bork, thank you so much for joining us. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and I will see you all at the rendezvous.
Thanks.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.